4 CPA Mobile.
Dave, N0TR.
I'm jumped in the car here, so it started raining over at the sports club, and but it was about time to cut the clinic off anyway, so it worked out pretty good.
That's where he was. Well, I was out feeding the chickens, and the old chickens have got enough food, and the young ones I got topped off, and about that time, here it come, and it's not raining heavy yet. As far as I know, I come back inside, and I'm doing a little electrical work here on a light I put in yesterday. Now, you talk about queer electrons or whatever it is that goof up the circuit. I got this Circuit Breaker 5, and it features GFCI that goes out to the tin barn. Well, I put up this little night light over the door, and it's 110 with an LED light in it. And last night after I come in, well, the GFCI trip. So Bernice reset it because I was getting ready to get in the shower. And, two, 3, 4, 5 minutes later, it tripped again. And I thought, well, I ain't done anything different. Now, it'll trip now and then from the counter-electromotive force from an 18-inch fan starting out in the tin barn. But we hadn't done anything like that. So I come down and I turned on the other light that I got out there, which is a metal halide. It's a big one. And I got to thinking about it. The only thing I mess with is this little 110 night light. Well, it's wired perfectly. It happens to be on that same breaker, but it's actually before that GFCI. And on the inside of the garage and or the basement. So, I'll go down. I just had it plugged in on a plug. I unplugged it and it's not tripped again. How do you figure that one?
Really don't. I would tell you, ACs can be a mystery to me sometimes. I've got a problem with the breaker. When my parents had the what's now the Florida room, they had it enclosed and windows and all that, and put portable heater and a portable air conditioner in it, and but the guy that wired it, he wired it to a breaker that already had plenty of load on it, and he put 4 more outlets on it, and it, if you run 2 things at one time on any of those outlets, it trips the breaker, and it's tripped it so many times now, I need to replace it.
Their circuit there, independent of that, like with the number 12 wire and feed those other 4 receptacles, I don't think the breaker's your problem. But, this is rather odd. Now, it goes up to a junction box, an octagon box that's, 8 foot off the floor, so nobody's ever going to touch it up there. And so I think I'll just clip the ground wire on it up there. It's just one of those little old, remember the old time porcelain sockets, and you put a light bulb in them out in the barn? Well, it's one of those, only a modern one. And yes, it's wired properly. Black wire to the dark screw, the light wire to the light screw, and the green to the ground. Now, I'll bet you if I nip that ground wire off of that thing, which grounds to the junction box, it'll stop doing it. It's got about an 8-watt LED in it. I'm going to have to check that, just see how many watts it draws. And it's red. And I thought, well, I'll just leave that for a night light over there. You won't have to turn all the lights in. And I like red lights anyways down here in the radio room. Oh, well. One of those things. So that's what I was doing. I was standing up on the ladder and I heard you, so I thought I'd come over and say hi.
Yeah, I remember those. As a matter of fact, my brother-in-law put a couple up in the closet of my parents' house before I got it, and so we have some nice bright lights in the closet, which is nice. The pull chain, and yeah, I know I'm gonna run a. What I'm gonna do is run a wire, find out where that Florida rim's tied into that circuit, and run a wire from there to the breaker box and give it its own separate breaker, because I need to. I also need to run 110 to the storage building out back. I haven't done that yet.
Well, make sure you run UF type cable if you do that. I don't know if you're going underground or through the air or what, but not Romex, like I've seen a lot of people do.
Yeah, you have to use the good stuff. It's I'm going underground.
Yeah, underground feeder. You can buy that. It looks like Romex, but it's a real bugger to strip because it's solid plastic around it, you know, and vinyl or whatever. It's not like Romex where you got a piece of paper running inside of it. It's solid.
Never mess with any of that or not. I know this coax I've got. They cut in half, putting up my deck in the back. Is the center feed is solid copper. It's not braided copper. And boy, it sure is nice.
Yeah, LMR 400. I don't know. I would have thought it would have been. Stranded. Now, that's one of the best coaxes out there now. With the best velocity factors and all, I'm down on that. It's been a while since I messed with it. But I used to run some stuff called 9913, and it had a number 10-gauge wire going down the middle of it, I think it was. And it was solid. And it had an air dielectric. And everybody said, oh, that's no good. It'll get water in it. And it's not. Well, yeah, it'll get water in it if you don't terminate it right, dummies. I used it for many, many, many years up in Kansas on my tower, and it's got a great velocity factor and low loss. But you don't want to bend over about a 6-inch radius with it because it's rather stiff.
CBA. Yeah, no, you definitely don't want to bend it. but and it is stiff. It's a pain to fool with, but once you get it, you know, stretched out and everything, you know, it handles pretty easily. But when it's in a roll, I got 75 feet of it, and it was a lot of fun there. Unrolling it in the house. But anyway, but we got it done, and I'm glad I bought that much because they just cut about 8 or 9 feet of it all, so I've got some to spare.
KV4CBA. Well, that's good. Yeah, I got some here that I keep for spare. I ordered my wire from the wire man yesterday, and I ordered a lightning arrester from ham radio outlet, and they're out of them right now, and their suppliers are out of them, so I guess it's that season, but I'm okay on it. I'm no hurry, but I ordered 300 feet of that wire that Bill told me to get. Number 531 Tough Coat Silky 13 American Wire Gauge 19 strand 40% CCS. Now, I don't know what the 40% CCS is, but I ordered that and some butt splicers for the RG8 cable, and just to have in stock. And I'll get it up there, but it's, I'm 72 years old. It'll take a little while, but we'll get it. I got these other trees out of the way, but you'll have to come up here sometime and visit me, and we'll have a cup of coffee and talk about things down here.
And I think Bernice said hello in our earlier conversation today, so tell her hello back to her from me. Well, I'm backing in the driveway here, so I'm going to bail out on you. Let you get back to your ladder climbing. But anyway, you be careful, and we'll talk to you later. Always a pleasure. And 0TRKB4CBA.
Okay, Dave. Glad I heard you. It's a little platform ladder with three steps on it, so I can only stay on a regular ladder now about 5 minutes, 10 at the outermost, with these screws in my foot and that. It's just too painful. And less on a extension ladder, which is an extreme rarity for me to get on. But I'll let you go, and good to hear you. I didn't hear your straight pipes tonight on your stud horse there. Is it raining out there, Bernice? Oh, she didn't hear me right. She's over by the fan. And she said she heard you, and thanks, Dave, for hollering at her. 73's, and we'll catch you later. KB4CBA and 0TR is clear. Back to work.